do believe I'm gonna clap my hands. I think I'm gonna tap my feet. I'll get together one man band, walk down that street. I'll have a one man parade. Yeah, nobody needs to know.
And good morning and welcome to the conversation. That was, of course, Jimmy Borges, who left us earlier this week and went on his own one-man parade to whatever happens next, but we all miss him greatly.
And left us with a wonderful legacy, Beth Ann.
And that's the part that we have to remember,
that's
too,
right.
And the way in which he chose to go out of this life. A lot of dignity and a lot of grace in that, too.
You bet.
So this morning, we are going to continue on as we are wont to do and talk about something that maybe you don't think about a whole lot, maybe a little business activities. Now, for the third year in a row, Chamber of Commerce Hawaii members are going to be converging on Washington, D.C. That happens next week. On the agenda during the two-day trip is policy to benefit Hawaii's businesses, along with an event to spotlight homegrown industry, products, and food. There will be tours of the Capitol, along with a talk story with Senator Mazie Hirono, the Chamber's partner and chair of Hawaii on the Hill. But what tangible results will make this trip more than fun in the process of promotion? Chamber of Commerce Hawaii President and CEO Sherry Manor McNamara joins us now with her list. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
First time when we talked 3 years ago when you were just starting this and just trying to see whether this would be a good activity and whether people would participate. Well, they did.
Yes.
And it's been going along ever since. But what do you now have as some sort of, you know, list of what expectations might be fulfilled by this trip?
Sure. So each year it has grown. As you mentioned, we started this 3 years ago in partnership with Senator Hirono and her team in an effort to showcase Hawaii's products and industries to our nation's leaders. We felt that it was really important to keep Hawaii in the discussions on Capitol Hill, to keep Hawaii on the radar, and to really show that Hawaii plays a pivotal and strategic role in our nation's policies. And so that's one of the reasons why we decided, the Chamber decided to take on this initiative to be part of that effort. And we are so proud that for this year, we have more than 50 businesses represented, ranging from small business to large businesses across the islands. We have quite a number of businesses from Kauai attending, as well as Maui, Molokai, Hawaii Island, as well as Oahu. And so we are there, and many of them have gone in previous years, but they recognize the importance of continuing to go and have that opportunity to showcase our industries and stress to the policymakers why these industries are important.
And in so doing, perhaps disabuse them of some ideas that they may have of Hawaii. I mean, it always interests me when we travel that people say things about Hawaii and you wonder how on earth did they get those ideas. And in part simply because they haven't had the experience of what Hawaii is really about.
Right. And as you know, we're obviously known for our tourism industry. And while the tourism industry will be our number one industry, as well as the military as our number two, there's so many number other industries represented that really stimulates Hawaii's economy, not only within our state, but also across the nation as well as internationally.
So what would surprise people to know is on that list?
So we are having a policy summit next Tuesday, or the day before our TASTE event. Senator Hirono and her team put together the summit with various leaders. And this year's issues will touch upon small business development, international commerce, workforce development and diversity, health policy, renewable energy, and agriculture.
That's a huge list.
It is. And we have quite a number of speakers as well lined up.
So what comes out of that list or comes out of a two-day trip where you have so much compressed into that, that would make a tangible difference in the lives of business people in Hawaii?
Right. So one of the reasons why we do this policy summit is, one, to provide an opportunity for the participants to understand what kind of resources government provides to help their businesses grow. And so this provides them that access to be able to ask questions of any resources they may want to know about, or any questions they may have about the agency itself. But really, once again, to have that intimate conversation with leading policymakers.
And how much of that is driven toward export?
Some of them, well, it all depends. So what we do is before we go up, we ask the participants what issues they would like to cover. And based on that, Senator Hirono and her team reaches out to the appropriate people.
So what was really on the top of mind for many of the participants this year? You mentioned so many of them are new.
Right. So this year, the panel, the summit includes speakers from the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Center for American Progress, U.S. Department of Energy, Department of Ag, and a small business panel, which will be represented by the Minority Business Development Agency and the Office of Minority and Women Inclusion. In addition to that, we are also meeting with the U.S. Chamber, who will provide us with an update on various issues, including international trade policy and customs and trade facilitation. So once again, it's an opportunity for our participants to really understand what government's role is, what resources they provide to help their businesses succeed.
Are there issues that you have had surface over the last couple of years since you started this initiative that weren't as well known or as well discussed as you think that maybe they have been now because businesses have been exposed to the Hawaii on the Hill initiative?
Right. So a couple of years ago, we launched a manufacturing in Hawaii initiative in an effort to promote the Hawaii brand, as well as make products in Hawaii for Hawaii. And we've seen a revitalization of that industry in Hawaii from the state legislature support to the admin support in supporting the manufacturing industry. And as a result, we are the exclusive association for the National Association of Manufacturers that is based in D.C. And so I believe that we're seeing more attention paid to this industry in Hawaii, not only within our state policymakers on a state level, but also on a federal level, because we've been able to bring our manufacturers to Hawaii on the Hill and also have them have discussions with the policymakers based on manufacturing to see what kind of grants are out there, what kind of resources are out there. In addition to the manufacturing industry, also innovation in industry in Hawaii. So we've been able to meet with professionals as well as government officials in that area to support our efforts in growing both industries.
Manufacturing is a big umbrella.
Yes.
What specifically has been brought back to Hawaii or been started in Hawaii that we don't know so much about?
Well, one is to raise awareness of our existing manufacturing industry. There's a lot more manufacturing companies that some may be aware of. When we think manufacturing, I think many of us think of car manufacturing.
Or clothing.
Or clothing. But there's a lot more going on here than many would think. Raising from, obviously, the food. There's a lot of food manufacturing from the small manufacturers to even large manufacturers. We have technology manufacturing. There's a lot of products being made here for the defense industry. So there's a wide range of manufacturers here. And while we may not be that big manufacturing industry that we see in other states, we have a niche market manufacturing industry here.
All right. Well, we'll look forward to seeing what happens when you come back.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having us.
Sherry Manoa McNamara is president and CEO of the Chamber of Commerce of Hawaii. The third effort to bring Hawaii industry and businesses to Washington happens next week.